Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day four of my fig recipes that we're doing here on the California Fresh Kitchen is an incredible recipe for baked fig and raisin bread pudding. This is the easiest bread pudding you have ever made in your life. I promise you're not going to want to miss this. And I'm cooking up a whole storm of things right now here in my kitchen. And we are doing this live from beautiful Visalia, California, where we are not only coming up with these great ideas, but we're also utilizing the locality and the freshness of our farmers markets and always showing appreciation to our growers. So thank you very much. Let's get started. The very first thing we're going to need to do is we are going to take some raisin bread. Now, raisin bread is one of those incredible finds that most of us never really explore other than just toasting it and having it in the morning, you know, with our oatmeal or something. But raisin bread has so much depth of flavor. And what we're doing here is really trying to expose how beautiful raisin bread can and should, because it is. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take, because I only have four people in my family, I'm going to take four slices of raisin bread. Now you figure per person, we want to do one slice of bread. So whenever you're making a bread pudding, you always assume that because one slice is about 1 ounce. So we always want to make sure that everybody at least gets a slice, because with all the other stuff we're going to add into this, then it will equal about 4 ounces a portion. So we're going to take the four slices of raisin bread. I'm going to cut that up, and you don't even have to use a knife. You can cut that with your hands. We want it to be nice and rustic. We're going to put that in a nice little baking pan that's at least 2 to 3 inches. And I always do it like this because I want to have a lot of rise in our bread pudding. What we're going to do before we bake this is we're going to put in our bread. I'm going to add in 4 eggs. I'm going to add in 4 cups of brown sugar. Now, I know that sounds like a lot, but I promise it's really not. And I'm going to add in 1 tablespoon of cinnamon. So we already got a lot of flavor working with the raisin bread, but I still got to add these things in there only because I want to make sure we have a very great amount of flavor. And I'm also going to do some vanilla extract, pure vanilla extract, none of the imitation. And trust me, there is a difference between that. We don't want to use imitation vanilla for something that we're going to work so hard on. We're going to add in also 1.5 cups of heavy cream. And, you know, let's just make it 2 cups just to be safe of heavy cream. That goes all into here. We're going to just put our gloves on. We're going to mix this all together. We're going to put this in the oven at 425 degrees for 25 minutes. And when it comes out, you will enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You could call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.